أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الحمد لله الذي نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا فمن يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم وهو الخاتم الأنبياء والمرسلين قال الله سبحانه وتعالى في القرآن الكريم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين صدق الله العظيم We seek refuge with Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the rejected shaitan. With the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the most gracious, the most merciful, the praise, the thanks belongs to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Lord of all the worlds. The praise and thanks belongs to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We praise Him, we seek His help, we beg Him for His forgiveness. We believe in Him and we put our trust and faith in Him and in Him alone. We seek refuge with Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the evil of our souls and the evil of our deeds. For he that Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides, there is none that can lead him astray. And he whom Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala leads astray, there is none that can guide him. And I bear witness that there is no God except Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. He is without partners and associates. And I bear witness to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his slave and his messenger, the seal of all prophets, the last of all messengers. Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us in the Holy Quran, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, O you who believe. Take heed of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as you should take heed of him. And do not die unless you are Muslim. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, O you who believe, take heed of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and speak the truth. He will direct you to do good righteous deeds and he will forgive you of your sins. And whoever obeys Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his messenger, then he has already achieved the greatest achievement. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, O you who believe, take heed of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wa kunu ma'a sadiqeen and be with those who are truthful in their words and their deeds. Surely Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks the truth. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Rabbi shrah li sadri wa yassir li amri wa hlul 'uqdatan min lisani yafqahu qawli. Sadaqallahu al-azim. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, truly the best of words are the words of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the best of guidance is that guidance that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent through His Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. We have reached the 12th of the month of Sha'ban. And what that means is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us to have one more opportunity to speak about an auspicious occasion that occurs, inshallah ta'ala, on Sunday night and continues throughout the day on Monday. That being Nisful Sha'ban, the middle of the month of Sha'ban. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, with that, as is known in Islam, the white nights, those being the nights at the middle, They begin, inshallah ta'ala, tonight. This being the 13th night, or the eve of the 13th. Then the eve of the 14th, being Saturday night. And then the eve of the 15th, being Sunday night. These, inshallah ta'ala, will serve as the white nights, or the nights in which the moon is at its fullest, inshallah ta'ala. Auspiciously enough, it is also, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best its significance, that this 23rd night, the 23rd of June, Sunday night, inshallah ta'ala, will also be the largest full moon in decades. Period. Astronomically, they say it's the super moon. So it is definitely a curious circumstance, to say the least, that this moon in so many years would come in the middle of Sha'ban. Maybe Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is trying to give more than just the Muslims a sign to get up and pray. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, as we have mentioned before, this is a very, very important night. Second only to Laylatul Qadr, the night of power. Why? Because this is the night in which Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala announces how the necessities for His creatures will be distributed. And for those who will not receive an allotment of provision or sustenance are most likely among those who shall be returning to Him. It is on this blessed night, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, that Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala announces His guests and the blessed. The guests being those who will be blessed to make Hajj this year, and the blessed being those whom He will release from the blaze of the hellfire. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, this night Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it a blessed night after the esteemed night Laylatul Qadr as a means for us, as a opening for us to seek what we are looking for from Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he is reported to have said in hadith that Jibreel alayhi salam, he came to me in the middle of Sha'ban and he said, "Wake up Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam." And he took me to Al-Baqi'ah, which is a graveyard next to the masjid of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Once we arrived, he said, "Raise your head." And when I did, I saw that Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had opened the doors of the heavens. The doors of Ar-Rahmah were open, the doors of mercy. And the door of Ridwan was opened. And then the door of Al-Maghfirah, forgiveness, was opened. And the door of Al-Fadl was then opened. Then the door of Tawbah was opened. And then the door of Ni'mah was then opened. Then the door of Jood, generosity, was opened. And then the door of Ihsan was then opened. And Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, continued Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, will release in this night as many of the hairs of the wool on His creatures, and will decide the date of return for some of His servants, and will approve the disbursement of their needs and the events of the year to come. Jibreel alayhi salam, he said, "I came to you, and there is no angel in the heavens that is not standing between the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, bowing, prostrating, supplicating, or extolling the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by saying Allahu Akbar, or seeking forgiveness, or glorifying Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by saying Subhanallah. O Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala looks for those who are standing on this night praying, and then He forgives them. And He forgives those who are sitting and praising Him. And He forgives anyone who is bowing or prostrating or remembering Him. This night, there is no one who supplicates within it unless Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala responds to his supplication. There is no one who asks for something unless Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives it to him. There is no one seeking forgiveness whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not forgive. There is no one repenting without Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepting his repentance. Jibreel alayhi salam concluded, whoever misses this, or rather who misses the good of this night, has indeed missed a great opportunity. Suffice it to say, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, that according to many of the scholars of Islam, fasting on the 15th of Sha'ban, that would be this Monday, fasting, inshallah ta'ala, according to them, is a guarantee for paradise. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, we have no excuse. We have no excuse to say that, oh, I didn't know. We have no excuse to say that we were caught asleep. We have no excuse, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, to say that this wondrous night, this wondrous opportunity was not afforded to us. Bear in mind, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, out of His infinite mercy, He has given us a night second only to Laylatul Qadr. And while Laylatul Qadr is obscure, much debate about it. Some say it's the 29th, some say it's the 27th, some say it's the 21st, some say it's the 19th, some say it's the 23rd. Some say other. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. But Nisfu Sha'ban, no doubt, it's the middle of Sha'ban. And we have an opportunity about what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will decide to make permanent on Laylatul Qadr. It's made known on Nisfu Sha'ban. So if you are founding it, if you may miss Laylatul Qadr, you can catch Nisfu Sha'ban, the middle of Sha'ban, no doubt. You can catch this night, and you can catch it, look, without being worn out through the other days of fasting through the holy month of Ramadan and standing. He gives you a whole 15 days ahead of time to get ready for it. Eat as much as you want. The finals is over. You don't have to miss staying up and watching some entertainment. You got time. So now, inshallah ta'ala, here's a great opportunity. Nothing is going on but good time for rewards, for good deen, for good deeds. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, I want to bring to your attention something, inshallah ta'ala, so that we have the proper understanding. This is not a scapegoat deen. This is not a scapegoat way of life. And we don't look for deen to serve our dunya. We look for dunya to serve our deen. In other words, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made the earth as a field for planting and harvesting good deeds. And so therefore we need to look at it with that type of mentality, as opposed to looking for what rewards we can get to serve our situation here and forgetting our situation in the hereafter. Because that is more lasting, more serious, more permanent. And where we will need whatever time that we have been given here, inshallah ta'ala, for that which will never end. Many of us may be aware of a famous individual at the height of his life. Money, fame, did death pause coming to get him? Did he say, oh, you famous and got money, let me come back later? Or this may shock and hurt a lot of people, and so I don't want to hurt their feelings. Nope. Oh, he was 51 years old. He had decades ahead of him. No, he didn't. See, last Nisful Sha'ban, it was written that this would be his last. That this year would not see him reach 52. Would not see him reach even another Nisful Sha'ban. Is your name on that list? Allah knows best. But if it should be the decree, would you not want Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as opposed to this person who's a well-known kafir, well-known for living it up, well-known for millions of dollars and for playing various persons of ill repute, well-known but not known for La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah, not once in his life, not known for fasting, not once in his life, not known for supplicating for forgiveness, not once in his life as a Muslim. Whereas Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you that opportunity. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, as I mentioned, this is not the scapegoat deen. Meaning that we don't come to this religion thinking that we are saved. That, oh, I can say La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah, and if I'm missing something, I'm not responsible. Again, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, throughout all of his book, أَفَلَا تَعْقِلُونَ أَفَلَا تَعْقِلُونَ أَفَلَا تَعْقِلُونَ, this is for the Muslim as well. Do not you use the faculty of intellect that I blessed you with. Do not you put that into service. So therefore, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He initiated His last rahmah on the human being. Al-Quran Kareem. Initiated with what word? Iqra. Read. That means we have a responsibility of action for knowledge. We have a responsibility, an imperative, Fardul Ayn, a individual imperative to educate ourselves about our individual responsibility to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So I remind you and caution you, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, that we not take this kalima lightly and think that it's a cure-all for our sins. See, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, you must remember, like when the companions were debating about the last days, or discussing it rather. And one of the companions mentioned that in the last days, the Quran will have been taken up, removed from the dunya. And all that will be left will be the rumor that they will be unsure of it. The rumor of La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah. And so one of the companions asked this, the one who told him this, he said, well, what will be their state? And he kept silent. And he pestered him, what will be their state? And after a third time, he said that they will be saved simply by that saying, La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah, even though they're ignorant of everything else. But I remind you, don't count yourselves amongst them. Don't count yourselves amongst those people to say, oh well, you know, La ilaha illallah be sufficient. Wait a minute. Did you have the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Yes. Then how many scholars have said that on that day, and even Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, according to hadith, that he says the Quran will come, hajjah, a proof for you or on you. So we have the Book of Allah. We've got printed copies. It's in several languages. It's on the internet. Why, it's even on your iPhone and iPad. So what excuse do we have? What excuse do we have, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, for not reading and not educating ourselves? What excuse do we have? What excuse will we be able to put forth to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that will be legitimate? Mind you, Allah don't ask questions that He don't know the answers to. He doesn't ask for information. So if He's asking you on that day, that means you don't have an excuse. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, again, this is a deen of amal, work. A deen that requires effort and sincerity. So as we approach this night, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, it's well advised, without dispute, that we come to this night, Nisfu Sha'ban, Sunday night, this Sunday night. Okay, all that are sleeping, wake up, so I don't find you as I'm trying to leave the masjid saying, brother, what night did you say it was? Sunday night. Sunday night, inshallah ta'ala, Sunday night begins with Salatul Maghrib. It is advised that you begin this night by taking a ghusl, by taking a full bath, inshallah ta'ala, to meet this night. And that you should divide this night. Mind you, Salatul Fajr comes in at 3 in the morning, 3:01, 3:02 roughly. So you should do whatever you're going to do between 8:30 p.m. and 3 a.m. in the morning. That's the time you have, and it's not a long time. Believe me, it's not. You should divide that night wisely. Turn off the TV. Please. Whatever your program is, tape it, DVR it, whatever. Turn off the television. It's not going to benefit you on the Day of Judgment. Don't spend it at the show. It's not going to benefit you on the Day of Judgment. This night is for yourself. You don't benefit Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He's the benefactor. You're the beneficiary. He doesn't need our worship. We need to show our appreciation. That's why we hawwal, work. I'malu, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, work. Fasayar Allah. Allah and His Messenger and the believers will see your work. So this is the night of working, dear Muslim brothers and sisters. If you have the opportunity, look at the ni'mah. It's a Sunday night. Most of us don't work. Look at the blessing. Most of us are not at work. Most of us. Some of us maybe. But most of us don't have to work that day. So we have the opportunity to prepare. Again, it is wise to be fasting come Monday, inshallah ta'ala. That is the day of the 15th. And inshallah ta'ala, the second advisable thing that we do on this night, on the eve of the 15th, is to divide it between salah, du'a, and istaghfir. Making salah, making du'a, asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for what we need, inshallah ta'ala, and asking for His forgiveness. According to Imam Zain al-Abidin, may Allah have mercy upon him and be pleased with him, he said, whoever enlivens this night, his heart will not die when other hearts are dead. You may wonder what that means. You may really wonder what he meant by this. That means that for those who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed to be found on this night worshiping Him, how do we find this in so many places in the Holy Quran? We started the khutbah with it. Rabbi shrahli sadri. Oh Allah, open my chest for this. In the chest is the heart. the self, the nafs, in this chest is where the light of deen resides, and it yuhyi, it enlivens the self, the heart, who you are. It makes it receptive and seeking the light of Islam and knowledge, the nur. How many times do we read the hadith of Allah's Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? He's saying that, "Oh Allah, make for me light, perfect my life, put light in my hands, in my face, in my eyes, in my eyebrows, in my hair, on my tongue, in everywhere." He says this. This is what this is about. This light gives life. And you increase your light by seeking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's forgiveness, praying, making dua, and enlivening the right at the right time. At the right time, seeking His forgiveness and being found at the time that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is looking like, okay, who is taking advantage of this opportunity that I'm giving them? We are here, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, and how far it be from us to have witnessed and have heard the message and missed the opportunity. Or taking it for, oh, that's some Sufi stuff. I don't know where he's getting that from. Okay. Alhamdulillah. I'm not getting a kickback for your salat. This is not going to benefit me, inshallah ta'ala, one way or another. The responsibility is for me to tell you. And after that, inshallah ta'ala, may Allah bless you. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, fight for this night. Fight for this night. Because you never know when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala may bless you to hit your target, or what moment that your request meets the answer. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, Aisha radiallahu anha, she reported that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked her, "Ya Aisha radiallahu anha, what night is this?" She said, "Surely Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam know best." He said, "This is Nisfu Sha'ban, during which the actions in the dunya are carried to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as many as the hairs of the wolves on the flocks of the tribe of Kalb, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He removes, emancipates His servants from the fire of hell. So will you excuse me on this night?" Look at this. Look at our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He's Habibullah. Imagine, are you going to insist on anything from Habibullah? But the manners, he's like, "This is your night, this is your right on me as your husband. But this night is so auspicious, I'm asking your permission. Can I have this night to myself?" So all of you brothers, take a page out of the Prophet ﷺ's book when it comes to your wives. We're not tyrants over our women. Believe me, dear Muslim brothers and sisters. Take a hint to this. We will be asked according to the yardstick of Prophet Muhammad ﷺ. And wallahi al-azim, many of us will fall short. Continue the hadith. She said, "Of course." So he performed his prayer. And I heard him say in sujood, in prostration, "I seek refuge with your pardon from your punishment. I seek refuge with your pleasure from your displeasure. I seek refuge with you from you. Subhanaka wa bihamdik. Glory and praise belong to you. I do not enumerate your praises upon you, for you are as you have exalted and praised yourself. After he finished, he said, I asked, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, tonight I've heard you say something in your sujood that I've never heard you say before. He replied, have you learned it? I said, yes. He said, then study these words and teach them. For Jibreel alayhi salam instructed me to repeat these words during my sujood, during my prostration. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, I remind you, as the scholars of Islam have reminded us, that on this night, whoever says Alhamdulillah 100 times, whoever says Allahu Akbar just 100 times, whoever says Subhanallah 100 times, Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for these, and in their order, Subhanallah, Walhamdulillah, Wallahu Akbar, 100 times each. What, takes you a minute, maybe? Just for this, Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive you of your sin and will reply to your needs in the dunya and in the end. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, I remind you as I remind myself as we conclude this half of the khutbah about Salatul Khair. Again, about Salatul Khair. Inshallah ta'ala, so that we are clear. Salatul Khair, according to Hassan al-Basri, he said 30 of the companions of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam related to me that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will look 70 times upon the one who performs Salatul Khair on Nisful Sha'ban, and with each glance he will fulfill 70 of that person's needs, the least of them being forgiveness. What is Salatul Khair? As we said, it is 100 rak'ahs. Divide them any way you wish, so long as it is between 2 and 4. 100 rak'ahs. Again, 100 rak'ahs at night. So if you want to start after Maghrib, as long as you finish before Salatul Fajr, fine. In each rak'ah, you say Al-Fatiha first. And then you say Suratul Ikhlas, Qul Huwa Allahu Ahad, 10 times. So that at the end of 100 rak'ahs, as we know, 10 multiplied by 100 equals 1,000. You would have recited Suratul Ikhlas 1,000 times. 100 rak'ahs, you can either do them, divide. If you divide 100 by 2, that means you get 50 sets of 2 rak'ahs apiece. If you divide 100 by 4, that means you get 25 sets, 4 rak'ahs apiece. Each rak'ah, I'm repeating this slowly because, wallahi al-azim, it seems like I never said it in the khutbah when I'm asked. Please listen. 100 rak'ahs, either 50 sets of 2 rak'ahs apiece or 25 sets of 4 rak'ahs apiece. In each rak'ah, you recite Suratul Fatiha first. Thereafter, you recite Qul Huwa Allahu Ahad, Suratul Ikhlas, 10 times apiece. Now, if you're saying to yourself, I can't do that. Okay, alhamdulillah. At the least, inshallah ta'ala, if you're not able to do this, find a comfortable seat, make sure you have taken ghusl, and try your best to recite Qul Huwa Allahu Ahad 1,000 times. You're sitting. It's a short surah. It may take you 2 hours. That 2 hours in the night may, inshallah ta'ala, save you from the hellfire. Is it not worth it? You spend 2 hours watching Iron Man. Everybody was laughing and must have seen the movie. SubhanAllah. And not one time did you say Kul Hu Allahu Ahad in that whole show. So how much more, inshallah ta'ala, the reward we get just spending with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. With Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, thinking about Him. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Kul Hu Allahu Ahad. Allahu Samad. Lam Yalid. Walam Yulad. Walam Yakul Lahu Kufuwan Ahad. Bismillah. So dear Muslim brothers and sisters, as I said, fight for this night. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم أستغفر الله إن الله غفور رحيم. الحمد لله الحمد لله رب العالمين الحمد لله الحمد لله الذي نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا فمن يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم وهو الخاتم الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد. Again, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, inshallah ta'ala, we repeat for those who may have been delayed coming to the salah, that Nisfu Sha'ban is an auspicious occasion. It is second only to Laylatul Qadr, and Allah blessed us, inshallah ta'ala, to know its coming, and bi'inna ta'ala, we can expect it to be the eve or the night of the middle of Sha'ban to happen this Sunday, inshallah, wallahu a'lam. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, I remind you, as I remind myself, as it has been authenticated in hadith, that the worst person on Yawm al-Qiyamah will be those who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed with knowledge, but they refuse to act upon it. And so I caution you, as I caution myself, against bad habits, that we may spend these next few days fasting and praying so hard to be forgiven for, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, out of His rahmah, wipes the slate clean, and then come the 16th, we throw mud right back on the slate with our bad deeds, like our slate was never clean. So inshallah ta'ala, perhaps the words and wisdom of Luqman the wise may serve as a means of reminding us on how to work against bad habits that may have set up in our hearts. As Luqman the wise advised his son, "O my son, I never in my life have been sorry for being silent. O my son, run away from evil deeds, because evil begets evil. O my son, keep your tongue busy repeating, Allahumma ghfirli, O Allah, forgive me, because there is a specific hour in the day and an hour in the night that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala never denies those who supplicate Him. O my son, assume obedience to Allah as your best occupation. As a result, you will gain much in profit with no expense. O my son, avoid excessive sleeping and eating, because it will bring you on the day of judgment short on good deeds. O my son, never drink from a well and throw in it a stone, meaning never take a benefit from someone and return the favor with bad manners. O my son, a little bird on your plate is better than a bull upon someone else's. O my son, two things you should learn and protect, and don't worry about anything else. Learn your religion so that you will be prepared for your eventual return to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And protect your halal income so that you may survive. O my son, there is no better good that can come from your heart and your tongue if given to do right, and no worse that can come from it if it is given to doing evil. O my son, do not trust the dunya, and do not make your heart worry about it. It is not created for you to keep it. O my son, do not be happy with your own ignorance, and mind your own business. O my son, there is no one who is merciless that will gain the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the one who guards his tongue will be safe. Even if he struggles to do so, he still will be blessed. While the one who does not control his tongue will be very sorry. O my son, join the scholars on your knees. Listen to them with your ears. Because the heart survives by the light of the scholars. O my son, I have passed by many prophets, and I have benefited from many things, such as, if you are in salah, protect your heart. If you are sitting in public, protect your tongue. If you are in the houses of people, protect your sight. And if you are eating, protect your stomach. O my son, never dwell upon two things, the harm that you receive from people, nor the kindness that Allah bless you to show to them. May Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us to benefit from the wisdom of Luqman the wise. Ameen. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, in closing, I remind you, as I remind myself, that every corner of this night of Nisfu Sha'ban is valuable. So join me in dua, bi'idhnillah ta'ala, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us to hit this night. And inshallah ta'ala, to send this darood, this blessing, this dua upon our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the following. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Allahumma, send prayers upon Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the master of those who are sent from you, and the seal of the prophets, and the proof of the Lord of all the worlds, and send them upon his family, the good among them, and the purified ones, just as you sent prayers upon Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam and the family of Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam. Allahumma, Lord of the mighty light, Lord of the lofty footstool, Lord of the abundant sea, you have sent down the Torah, the Injil, the Zabur. You are the Lord of the shade and the Lord of the scorching winds. You have sent down the mighty Quran, you being the Lord of the angels who bear the throne, and you have been the one who sent the prophets. O Allah, surely I ask you by your beneficent face, and by the light of your illuminated face, and by your ancient domain, Ya Hayy, Ya Qayyum, by your name whereby you have split the heavens and the earths, O Lord of glory and majesty, by your name whereby you have made the first and the last among the righteous, O living before there was life, O living after all life, until there is nothing alive, O giver of life to the dead, and the one who causes the living to die, O living one, la ilaha illa ant, O Allah, I beg you and beg of you to send prayers upon Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the family of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and to pardon us on the night of Sha'ban, the middle of which, inshallah, that we ask you to forgive us of our sins. We ask that you be pleased with us. We ask that you have mercy upon us. We ask that you rescue us from the hell fire. O our Lord, surely you know the secrets of the heavens and the earth. O our Lord, surely you are our benefactor. O Allah, suffice us by your mercy and not by our actions. O Allah, this is the month of your slave and your messenger, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. O Allah, by the love of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the family of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and by the month of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, enter us into your paradise. O most merciful of those who show mercy. O Allah, this is our plea, and upon you we place our trust. Surely you are Arhamur Rahimin, the most merciful of those who show mercy. Ameen. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, we have brought to your attention Nisfu Sha'ban and how Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala announces the divisions of the provisions for his slaves. Today, you are guests of Rabbul Alameen in this masjid. Show your appreciation for Allah's generosity upon you and increase the amount of your portion that He doles out to you by investing heavily with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through His house. I advise you of this, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, as I advise myself. Truly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Ar-Razaq, and He increases the provisions of those whom He pleases. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, I advise you strongly to raise your eligibility for increase by showing that you are appreciative in giving back what He has given you. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم أستغفر الله إن الله غفور رحيم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وكنا عذاب النار ربنا أفرج علينا صبرا وتوفنا من المسلمين ربنا أفرج علينا صبرا وثبت أقدامنا وانصرنا على القوم الكافرين ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا أو أخطأنا ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إصرا كما حملته على الذين من قبلنا ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما صليت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما باركت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد عباد الله إن الله يعمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون وأقيموا الصلاة إن الصلاة تنهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر ولذكر الله أكبر.